This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Tuesday, October 26, 2021, and these are the headlines. Mayor Sara Duterte on Monday signed Executive Order No. 59, effectively lifting the curfew and also shortening the liquor ban from 1 a.m. to 8 a.m., starting today until midnight on January 15, 2022. EO 59 is an order providing for the modified guidelines on liquor ban and the lifting of curfew within the city. It states the following: the ban on selling liquor shall be from 1 a.m. to 8 a.m. every day. As such, no person or entity shall sell liquor or any alcoholic beverages within this time period. The following are not allowed: the serving of liquor for consumption in bars, restaurants, sari-sari stores, palengke, vidyoke, and other business establishments. Drinking liquor in all public places, including but not limited to streets, alleys, pathways, and outside of gates. Alcohol may only be served and consumed inside private properties. The curfew time in all public places is lifted. Speaking over Davao City Disaster Radio on Monday, the mayor said the use of face shields in the 3Cs, crowded places, closed contact settings, and confined and closed spaces. 3Cs like swab sites, vaccination sites, evacuation centers, distribution of assistance, Comelec voters registration are examples of crowded places. The closed contact setting is the contact between individuals within 6 feet with each other and contact of 15 minutes or more. Also, the mayor said in churches where there is an open setup or open windows, there is no need for the use of a face shield. In business, the Securities and Exchange Commission has issued another set of advisories against several entities soliciting investments from the public without the necessary licenses. DME Grains PH or DME Good Grains OPC, Crypto Blast Incorporated or Crypto Blast Philippines Incorporated, Triple G Business Consultancy Services OPC, among others. For the complete list of advisories, you may visit www.sec.gov.ph, Investors Education and Information Advisories. Meanwhile, Cebu Pacific, the Philippines' leading airline, will launch on October 28 another customer-first initiative through its newest offering, Go Ahead, which will allow passengers to experience priority boarding. For as low as 350 pesos, passengers flying to and from anywhere in the Philippines can now purchase a premium seat on any of Cebu's flights and experience priority boarding along with extra legroom. This offers maximum comfort for everyone for a very affordable amount. In another development, Globe Streamwatch brings movies at your fingertips at affordable rates. This means turning television into an Android TV with a new Globe Streamwatch 2-in-1 entertainment box powered by Android TV. You are listening to the audio edition of Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.